Brian Connell is perhaps the best kind of dreamboat, one who is already betting on intimacy's work lasting longer than the glitter of high winds and long kisses. His songs hint at the golden lining of beginnings, but focus more fully on the entropy that he insists is where romance can be trusted in its exposure. These are not odes to melodrama or high living. Connell's voice is plaintive, and he howls and croons not to sweep you off your feet, but to make your gut swing because he can call you on the lost moments of driving your car, standing at a party, cutting coupons, lost in the whammy of the world and one's place in it. Grandiose? Yes. The stuff of literature? Yes. These are odes to our empty pantries, the ones only holding candied yams and rice, that are in most homes, both the happy and the sordid. Apostrophe Cast proudly presents Brian Connell.
Hi, my name's Brian Connell, and I live in Crawford, Georgia, which is right near Athens, and I'm going to play some songs for you, and I'm recording this in my house in Crawford, Georgia. And the first song is called Friction Free. This is based on John Woods' comic, Friction Free, and I wrote this after reading John's comic. There's no beginning, we do not tremble, we are not sentimental. We find someone who we can relate to, and we hold on to, and we stop speaking, and nothing in here stops. Nothing in here falls. Nothing's holding anybody down. The space between us keeps us from too much. The dogs are safe and they can protect us. We go to work and we pay the taxi. We walk on pavement that's never cracking, and nothing in here shakes. Nothing in here falls. Nothing's holding anybody down, which I wrote for a bartender. I get home and call your phone. It never you. And I can sit and read the books you wrote. And all the streetcars flash shadows on the front wall. And what's that your myself, and the song can be found on the album that I did that's called The Sorted. This is the second track of the album. I wrote this song after watching a lot of spy movies and reading Lolita. So it's called Get Away From Myself.
I saw him again today in a 58 Chevrolet, hiding his face behind the Daily News. And trying to be discreet, he watched me cross the street and took my photograph as I tied my shoes. The sound of country music fills the bar where I've resigned, but it can't stop the sounds of the assassins in my mind. And I can't seem to get away from myself, seem to get away from my, I can't seem to get away from myself anymore. When I checked into Berlin and I ordered a glass of gin and found Natasha sitting on the stair, she said she'd been alone, but she smelled of his cologne with the ribbons from the Cold War in her hair. His name was written in the hotel register, disguised to look precisely like mine. Seem to get away from my, I can't seem to get away from myself anymore. And I remember Kansas City. You know I should have killed you then. And I see you slide behind me again, oh again. Oh, when my lookout disappeared, I cut my hair and I grew a beard and rode my motorcycle in the rain. And when he found me in Monterey, I hadn't slept in 7 days, living on a budget and cocaine. You know, I nearly blew my cover in St. Petersburg. You know, I almost lost my life at London Bridge. And I can't seem to get away from myself, seem to get away from my, I can't seem to get away from myself anymore.
Song. As far as songs that I've written go, this one's called Perhaps It's Time You Went Off to the War. I think I may have written this for some students of mine that I teach. So I teach high school and English, and I think I wrote this sort of subconsciously starting for them, but then not subconsciously for them. So when woman is a junkie wanting more, and all your sensitivities are a bore, and all your friends and family are working at the store, and you see yourself dressed just like yourself, but poor. And you wish that you had something to adore. And everything seems to come down to the wire. And the birds all sit contentedly on the wire. And your manager is telling you to quit before you get fired. And you wonder when you might begin to be less tired. And the coupons you've collected all expire. And your pen pal doesn't write you anymore. And you spent your savings on prescription cures. And you spent your summers staring at the shadows on the floor. And there's a guy outside, and you cannot hide like before. Perhaps it's time you went off to the war. Okay, and the next song I'd like to play is called Everything That Breaks. I wrote this for my wife. I wrote this for my wife, Kristen Iskandrian. You pulled a rubber band until it snapped, and now you can't get it back to form a circle again. You're sitting with the ribbon in your hair, the one I wanted to fair when I knocked down all the cans. And I can see that you wanna cry,
But sometimes a circle must become a line. And let's pretend that everything that breaks just falls apart when we wake. And when we sleep, it will all work again. We've sworn off of weddings for a while to keep a low profile. We do not answer the phone. The other day you found a bird that could hardly stand. It died in your hand, and it was all alone. You buried it in our yard. I made a headstone out of two rocks and a shard. And let's pretend that everything that breaks just falls apart when we wake. And when we sleep, it will all work again. Pretend that everything that breaks just falls apart when we wake. And when we sleep, it will all work again.
Hey, this is, so that was kind of a song about marriage. Here's another song about marriage. This song is called The Sorted. This is also based on a John Woods comic that is called The Sorted also. And this after I wrote this and I made the album, I decided to make this the title track. So this is the title track of the album, The Sorted.
Once I loved the wind as it blew across my hair, kissing in Manhattan on the fire escape stair. And you were acting curious, caught without a care. We were interesting in smoking and skill. Once I loved the way that your conversation stalled, your voice on the pillow, as in the night you called out for the lamppost that shone upon the wall of the bedroom where we slept and took pills. And don't tell me that those were the best days. Those were the best days. Those were the best days of my life. And staring at the ceiling and dreaming about the coast, my grandmother's rosary hanging on the post. Ah, but I can only get through two Hail Marys at the most before I fall asleep forever. And you are a philosophy of a loving wife. And love is a dog that's choking on a knife. and God is a wind, but it's howling in the night, and I, like you, am a feather. And don't tell me that those were the best days, those were the best days, those were the best days of my life. But don't tell me that those were the best days, those were the best days, those were the best days of my life. Standing at your burial, broken down inside, the sun shined on your casket, your aunts and uncles cried. But after everything that came out after you had died, well, it's a wonder that I was even there at all. And don't tell me that those were the best days, those were the best days, those were the best days of my life. But don't tell me that those were the best days, those were the best days, those were the best days of my life.
And the last song that I want to play is a new song that I wrote, and it's called Have a Happy New Year Anyway.
Your girlfriend drove me here tonight. We didn't talk at all. Roxette was on the radio as we went past the mall. Her cell phone rang a couple times. She ignored the call, and it's been a long, disturbing day. She walked in the door just ahead of me. I saw you come in from the kitchen, and she saw you come in from the kitchen, and everybody's drinking now. They want to sing and play, and it's time to dry my eyes and have a happy new year anyway. There's nothing rice. There's no one in the living room that I would talk to twice. I go into the back room to try and find some ice. She's there with one leg against the wall. She's laughing at something that somebody said, but it wasn't something that you said. No, it's never something that you said. And both her feet are on the ground, and now she comes my way, and it's time to dry my eyes and have a happy new year anyway. Thank you. that's what she told me on Sunday. And that's what she told me on Monday. And someone dies on Christmas Eve every single year. And it's time to dry your eyes and have a happy new year anyway. It's time to dry your eyes and have a happy new year anyway.
I'd like to thank Apostrophe Cast for asking me to record and you for listening.
Thank you for joining us for this Apostrophe Cast. Join us also on June 4th for our next installment with novelist Matt Bondurant.